Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
En podcast fra E24.
Hei, kjære lytter. Nå I påsken sender vi et høydepunkt fra sesongen med E24-podden. God fornøyelse. Mens kriger herjer, trappes rustningskappløpet opp. E24-podden har besøkt produsenten av Leopard 2 utenfor München. Her settes det mange kaller verdens beste stridsvogn sammen. Og snart ruller også tanksene mot Norge. Et stykke utenfor München I tyske Bayern ligger hovedkvarteret til våpenprodusenten Krauss Maffei Wegmann, eller KMW, en del av KNDS-gruppen. E24 slapp inn I produksjonslokalene som også skal levere 54 splitter nye tanks til Norge I årene som kommer. Det en bestilling du også kan høre statsminister Jonas Gahr Støre kommentere I en nylig E24-podden fra 17. februar. Men nå over til intervjuet med kommersiell direktør I KMW, Ruprecht von Witzleben. Og slapp av! Etter en kjapp tysk innledning går vi over til det jeg tror mange foretrekker som språk her, på engelsk.
Ruprecht von Witzleben. Ich gehe davon aus, dass meine Zuhörer nicht so gut Deutsch kennen. Also können wir das Interview bitte in Englisch führen?
Ja, selbstverständlich. Machen wir gerne.
Dankeschön. Well, we will conduct it in English. And first overall, I think all the Norwegian listeners as well need to have a little overview over what are you producing, both in the mother company, KNDS, and in the subsidiary, KMW. Also what you're producing here in the Munich area where we are now sitting.
Okay, Sindre, very, very nice. Thank you for visiting us and thank you for having interest in KNDS. KNDS is a land system provider and we are known for main battle tanks, support vehicles, wheeled vehicles from smaller ones, 4x4 up to 8x8. Wheels with a weight from 5 tons up to 39 tons. We are known for artillery systems, whether it is rocket artillery or a tube artillery, and of course infantry fighting vehicles and especially main battle tanks, which is probably one of the purposes also for your visit here. I like to look at the example of Norway, because Norway is a strong user of our equipment. For instance, it started decades ago with the main battle tank Leopard 1, which was a very successful vehicle for the Norwegian army. Norway used also our bridge laying systems on Leopard 1 chassis. Now they got this equipment on the Leopard 2 chassis as well. Norway is user of the Leopard 2 A4 main battle tank and is now getting the Leopard 2 A8 NOR, which is the newest version of Leopard 2 main battle tanks. But also Norway used the Dingo MRAP for their soldiers in Afghanistan for the protection. And we provided Norway a couple of years ago also for out-of-area missions with caps, protected caps for their trucks. Nevertheless, we shouldn't forget training simulation, which we provide as well for all our equipment and after-sales services.
Let us go a little bit down on this Leopard 2 specifically. It's been evolving, obviously, over the years. You mentioned the Leopard 1. Now we have the number 2. How's the order intake here these days? And from where is the demand at the heaviest?
Well, that's a very good question. Thank you for that. Of course, there's a lot of discussion for procurement of artillery systems and main battle tanks. If we just look at the interest of European nations in getting new equipment, there are people who talk about the main battle tank tsunami. I would not go that far because for us it counts the orders. They are important, and obviously it takes time from the idea, from the wish to come really to an order. But what we can state, especially in the Nordic market, there's a lot of demand on further new Leopard 2s, Leopard 2 main battle tanks, but also artillery systems.
And I hear some people are referring to Leopard 2 as the world's best tank. You are maybe not in the position to be quite objective here, but what's your view on that?
Well, obviously, I leave that to our customers to decide about that. What we certainly see is that the Leopard 2, and also with the discussions now for the new Leopard 2 main battle tanks, is gaining, especially in Europe. It's a NATO main battle tank. We have this good situation that there's the user club named Leo Ben, where the nations work together really in sharing their experience with the equipment, in formulating new requirements, additional improvements, and so on. And this is a guarantee, actually, that the vehicles between the nations get more harmonized. And this is the key topic for Europe. We need harmonized defense equipment, and the Leopard 2 is probably the best example, especially in the land system side, in the world. Probably we speak about 20 user nations and strong nations where Norway, Sweden, especially the Nordic countries, but of course Germany, is playing in Leo Ben. And we, KNDS Germany, are the industrial partner in this group and support from the industry side, and also coordinate the sub-suppliers we have, because they need to be integrated into this business as well, of course.
I've heard that there are some videos out there where you can actually drive the Leopard 2 in quite fast speed, and you can have a can of beer riding along it, and you won't spill a drop of the beer while you're driving through a rough landscape. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. These videos are real. Sometime I know from customers and the armies who repeat these scenarios. And sometime even if we hand over the first vehicle to our customers, we hand over on a plate with drinks. Maybe that's a couple of years ago that we did that, but can happen.
We are now at the Leopard 2 phase. It has a good reputation. Will there be a Leopard 3 at some point?
Very good question. For me, we concentrate on what we have today. There are strong demands in the nations. They want main battle tanks now, and we really need to concentrate on the Leopard 2 A8. There might be new other versions like Leopard 2 A9, maybe 10, we have to see that. But what we are convinced about is that the Leopard 2 will be in service for decades. Look at Norway. Norway is buying now the Leopard 2 A8. They will keep them for at least 30 years. So we will see what will come.
And we will get back to Norway, but firstly, obviously we have had quite a lot of Leopard 2 or Leopard 1 commitments to Ukraine as well, it seems like that is also drawing demand from a lot of the allied countries of NATO.
That's a very important point. European countries, not just European, also Canada is supporting Ukraine with Leopard 2s. We see that these vehicles need to get replaced. We are in discussion with a couple of nations to where we offer new Leopard 2s because they have to replace or fill up their amount with Leopard 2A. There will be quite some contracts coming in the near future.
And now finally to the Norwegian order. We have 54 of the latest version of Leopard 2, the main battle tank, ordered to the Norwegian forces. And obviously there are also other Norwegian defense orders and cooperation moving on. But to this latest version of Leopard 2, when is it coming? When is it rolling out? And are there any new advanced features on this order as well?
Well, first of all, I'd like to mention that we are very proud that Norway, after a long procurement phase, decided for the Leopard 2, that they bought 54 Leopard 2A8. That makes us very proud. We are now concentrating on the production. It's a complex topic, of course. It takes approximately 3 years until the first vehicle comes after contract signature, which was a year ago. We are, and this is important to mention, we are in the process in harmonizing the configuration between the Norwegian vehicle, which is quite much in the lead in terms of capability, with the German A8 and the Swedish A8, because this is a core goal we have to harmonize these vehicles, because Europe needs to have the same equipment. So we are concentrating on that. We are concentrating on the production. And then when we have delivered the vehicles, then it's very key that Norway and us find the right concept for maintenance and repair in terms of long term, because these vehicles have to stay available for the army. We know that the army will use the vehicles heavily for training and everything. It's not a high number. 54 is not very many vehicles. So the MRO concept will be very, very important for Norway.
And you might hope that those 54 are just the beginning?
Well, that we have to see. That's a decision of the customer, of course. Of course, we hope so, yes.
So those tanks, when are they physically rolling into Norway?
Well, the delivery of the first vehicle will start in mid-2026. And to my knowledge, it will last until end of 2027. The overall delivery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are sitting here in a suburb of Munich where you have your headquarters. And only recently you actually had also a visit from the Norwegian Crown Prince Haakon. How was that?
Well, I must say that was a great honor for us. It was probably one in a lifetime event, having the visit of the Crown Prince from Norway here. It was a very, very interesting visit. He showed a strong interest in cooperation. In the equipment, of course, which we showed to him, but also the cooperation between Norway and Germany. And this is a topic which we take very serious. We are very open for the cooperation with the Norwegian industry. We are in contact with the big players, but also with SMEs. And there are lots of good business opportunities we identified and we support. But at the end, we always need the customer to procure it, to make it a success story for everybody.
And Norway, like Germany, per capita has quite a big defense industry. And we often like, when we make orders abroad, also to have in Norwegian subcontractors in our orders. How's your cooperation with the Norwegian defense industry?
Well, of course, this is, we speak again long term. We can't integrate new equipment too easily, because the customer also wants a commercial off the shelf. And we want to have this between the European nations with the same configuration. So we just can't just switch to other equipment from other companies. But we are very open for that. And as long as it makes sense, and Norway has certain special requirements, which we, of course, will fulfill, and there is a Norwegian industry involved in that one.
Finally, there's a lot of focus also right now on the importance of stepping up the production of equipment, of weapons, of ammunition. How's your order intake these days? Are you able to cope with the demand?
Well, the order intake is increasing. The forecast is very great, I would say, but at the end, only the contracts count. And when we sign a contract, we know how to deal with it. And of course, we cope with the demands and also with the delivery times, as long as there are no unforeseeable surprises, of course. We're also depending on our sub-suppliers. We shouldn't forget about that. It is, at the end, it's the contracts, and it takes time until the contracts and orders from customers really show up.
Are you able to scale up significantly if you get big new orders to step it up?
So far we have always been able to increase the capacity. You have to have in mind that we do, for instance, in Munich, especially the assembly of the main battle tank. Our production with all the production partners from the sub-suppliers and own subsidiaries in Greece and in other countries have to follow, of course, as well. We are in close contact with the sub-suppliers, because they have also to increase their capacity. We are positive about that, but it's of course, a challenge.
And those ordering should maybe keep in mind that it takes a little while, normally. You should think long-term when you are ordering as well, maybe?
Yes, of course, but we can't just increase capabilities and capacities, because it requires big investment into special tools and special equipment. We need the orders. We need more security from our customers to be able to really scale up. So it is requires cooperation between customer and us, actually. That's very important.
When you look ahead, when you see the goal of spending 2% of GDP per NATO country, and a lot of countries, including Norway, has not yet met that target, does that imply that the orders will be rising in the years to come?
Well, that's a very theoretical view, maybe. I mean, if you look at the threats, and if you look at how the customers are approaching us, we see a higher demand for main battle tanks, but also infantry fighting vehicles and especially artillery. But there are also other topics like air defense. So there are a lot of capacities we can provide in the future, and we see there will be a demand, absolutely.
Ruprecht von Witzleben, thank you so much for joining us on E24 Podden.
Thank you, Sindre Heyerdahl. That was a great pleasure. And thank you for your interest in our company.
Produsent for denne episoden Magne Antonsen. Jeg heter Sindre Heierdal. På snarlig gjenhør.